Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are, Lord. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. We are thanking you that October the 9th, 2021, is a great day to be alive in America, the great day to be alive in every continent. Without you, Father, we can't make it. And we are so grateful that we could call on your mighty name. We could call on your holy name. We could say, Abba, Father, order our steps, and you are ordering our steps in the way that we should go. Thanking our Father for ordering our steps in the BIBLE, basic instructions before leaving the earth. So I thank the Lord that he is our shepherd. We shall not want. Lord, you are the shepherd of our families. Oh, God, I thank you for Family Day. I thank you that you created fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. You have a plan for each one of us. And we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you made us to lie down in green pastures. Oh, God, the green, the grass is green. There's no brown. There's no dead grass anywhere around us. All of the grass is alive in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our pastures are full and flourishing, healthy pastures that produce good crops. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are our shepherd that leads and guides us in the direction. Oh, God, and you direct our path in the name of Jesus. Order our steps and lead us beside peaceful waters, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you that the waters you lead us beside are pure and not turbulent. Oh, God, I thank you that the waters are quiet in the name of Jesus and full of peace, tranquility. Father, we thank you that you renew our souls. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that after frustrating, restless, stressful week, our shepherd, you guide us along the path of righteousness, and we have right living for your name's sake. Even though we walk through the dark, oh God, the dark, not lighted areas, scary, confusing, valley of death, oh God, no life is available there, but because you are our shepherd, in the name of Jesus, oh yeah, you are with us. You are beside us and you are in us. We have no fear of harm because we can put our trust and our faith in you, our good shepherd, the shepherd that created us, the shepherd that guides us daily. We thank you that your rod and your staff gives us courage. We are brave because our shepherd is with us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you that your rod and your staff comfort us, strengthen us, and give us peace in the name of Jesus. Your staff gives us rest and assurance that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will rescue us from difficult, dangerous situations. Hallelujah. For your goodness and your mercy will stay close to us all the days of our life. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for all that you've done. All that you are about to do, you're not finished with us yet. We still have more life, abundant life, in the name of Jesus, and we can dwell in your house without end, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in every one of us. I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. We thank God for you, for your family, and we are so grateful that the Most High called your name into the land of the living, and is giving you and all of our families abundant life. But we're so grateful this morning. We can praise the name of the Lord. We can praise our God. It's praise time on Bible Story Land, and it's family day. Yeah, we're honoring families today. I thank God that he made the fathers, and he said he's going to bring the fathers back to the sons and the mothers back to the daughters, the families back as a unit together again. Yeah, they ain't going to be eating in one room, this one in that room, eating the other one. No. They're going to come together family time. They're going to praise the Lord and give thanks for the food that he has provided for them as a family unit. They ain't going to be on the iPad in one room, the cell phone in another. No, they're going to be a family unit again. They're not going to be distracted. Everybody's going to get together and talk time. Ain't no TV going to be on. Ain't no, you know, all these things that distract us. No, they're not going to be on. We're going to listen to the Most High God as he speaks to us. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us. She is from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you? All right. Hold on one second. She's coming up. Good morning, Karen.
As a very good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
All right. What are you going to doing great. What are you going to play this morning?
I want to be a part of the family of God.
Amen. Go right ahead. Hallelujah. Natural families, God gave us that privilege to have the father. He picked the father we were to have. He picked the mother we have. He picked the sisters and brothers we have. He picked the whole family. But now we have a choice. We can be in the family of God or not. But I tell you what, wise people choose God. Wise people choose to be in the family of God. Father God said in his word that we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And that's the first commandment. The second commandment says we're to love each other like we love ourselves. And he said in his word, if you say you love me, you've never seen me. You don't even know what I look like. So don't say you love me and you don't love your sister, your brother, your family. Don't say. So I thank God for each of you. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. We thank God for her. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister T. I'm doing great. God is so good. He's so good. Yes, ma'am, he is. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing, Oh, How Wonderful It Is, just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is, just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Oh, how
wonderful it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I have to do is live right and believe in what he said. It doesn't matter how big or small it may be. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Oh, how wonderful it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I have to do is live right and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. And when I call him, he'll make everything all right. It doesn't matter how big a storm it may be. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Jesus promised he'll take care of me. Amen.
Hey, Miss G, how you doing this morning, Miss G?
I'm doing good,
Mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, will you let me sing
Can
my song?
Me?
I told you I had to go to a funeral.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. Mother Liddell is the youngest one on with us. She lives in Akron, Georgia. She's 99 years plus. Go right ahead, Mother Liddell.
All right. I'm going to ask God a question. Walk with me. Guide my feet, Lord. to walk with me. I want to thank you so much, but I'm hosed. But I promised you yesterday what I was going to do, and the Lord let me live to do it. So I thank you so much. Hey, I can't enjoy the rest of the program, but I see you another, all y'all another time if the Lord say so.
Praise God. Love you, Mother
Lucia.
Thank you so much. Amen.
All right,
you.
Darling.
Amen.
And I hope, I know everything's going to be great, so, but I hate to leave, but I have to go.
All right. Love you. Have a great day.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you. We thank God for Mother Luzell. She's a mighty woman of God. She's a mother, grandmother, great-great-grandmother. She's been around a long time, almost 100 years in February. God say the same. She'll be 100 years young. We thank God for her. We have Mother Fanny on with us. She's 85 years young. She lives in Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to sing a song, and then Jackie Travis is coming on next. Good morning, Mother Liddell. How are you? Mother Fanny, I'm sorry. Mother Fanny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you being on with us this morning. What are you going to sing?
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I made the world down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, praise don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. Please don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, please don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down, please don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the senior citizens that paved the path for us. Yep. They have, you know, learned to live with Jesus, to trust in him all the days of their lives. So we thank God for the senior citizens on Family Day today. We thank God for each of you being on with us. We are so blessed to have you be a part of the family of God. We're blessed to have you on live with us this morning. So we are thanking God for Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Mother
Jackie.
I have my grandbaby Ava with me. She's been sick all week. She had the handmaster foot disease. That's what they call it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I haven't heard it in so long. But,
my goodness.
She's doing better. She's on some little Christian school, so they sing this little light of mine. You want to sing it with me? You want to sing it with me? This little light of mine,
okay.
Come on. I'm going to let it shine. Come on. This little light of mine, you're going to sing it. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, come on. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Come on, Abel. Let she sung it for me the other day. I'm sorry, y'all. That's okay, because I wanted to sing soon and very soon anyway.
Okay.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, ooh, ooh, yeah. And no more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, ooh, yeah. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Amen. Can you pray for my grandbaby? Pray for my daughter?
Yeah.
Janae, she has like strep throat. I guess she got something going on with her throat.
She can't talk or whatever.
Yep.
And pray for B that she's gone out of town. Got homecoming, Kentucky State homecoming this weekend. She be safe.
All right.
And all my senior citizens.
Amen.
And thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the songs, prayers, everything that has gone forth thus far. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for God. He alone is great. He alone is mighty. Our God is a great God. None can compare to how great our God is. None can compare to how awesome, how mighty, how powerful. Our God is a great God. And we thank God that he is the great creator. He knows your name. He said his thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. That's why he's God. He can do the impossible. So we thank God for you all this morning. It's time for the word of God. We can't get enough of God's word. We hunger and thirst for the word of God. His righteousness uplifts us, encourages us to be all that we could be. So today, we thank God we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Jacksonville, Florida, that's going to bring forth the word. Pastor Deborah Morrison, she is an associate pastor at Wise Choice Ministry from Middleburg, Florida. She's under the leadership of Pastor Shana and Ron Wise. Pastor Ron Wise, Pastor Morrison is the founder of Heal Leah Ministry of Jacksonville, Florida, Women's Ministry for Healing, Cultivating Wholesome Unleashing Purpose. She has one son, many spiritual daughters, five grand, and she is a three-year breast cancer survivor. Isn't God great? He's a mighty God. And we thank God for him today, because if it had not been for the goodness, the mercy of the Most High God, we would not be here today. Oh, no, we would not. We would not be alive. We wouldn't be here. We got to thank God that he allowed us to be in the land of the living of one more day. Even the next second isn't promised. So we are thanking him for all that he's done, and looking forward to the great things he's about to do, because he is a God who does great things. I know sometimes we don't understand, you know, the moves of God, the way he moves, but he's past finding out. But the things that we know about him, oh, my God, we can't begin to thank him enough. So this morning, I introduce you to Pastor Deborah Morrison, and we thank God for her. Good morning, Pastor Deborah. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Sister G. I am doing well, and I praise God for you. I thank you for the invite and the opportunity to speak this morning on Senior Day, and we're talking about the family. So I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for the seniors that are on the line that's a part of this group. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you, hallelujah, for paving the way for the next generation and the generations to come. I thank God for your example, my God, that you upheld what God has put in your hands to do. So I just wanted to just bless God for each and every one. And so we're going to go into the word, amen, of, you know, what the Lord has given me. I tell you, I got this message late last night. But you know what? God is an awesome, wonderful God, and I just love the way that he does things. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for who you are, God. I ask that you word these lips of clay, God. You give me what to say, God, that your word will go forth on today, that it will bring forth healing, deliverance, and salvation in the hearts and the lives of your people. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O Lord, be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Amen. So today is Family Day, and we know that the concept of family originated with God. The Bible has a lot to say about relationships, including the family dynamics. The first institution that God established for human interaction was a family. And we find that in the books of Genesis. Amen. He created a wife for Adam and joined them in marriage. And then later on, God said that what he has joined together, let no man separate. And so God was laying the blueprint for the family that would represent on the earth, glory to God. Because you got to know that what God does in the earth, he mirrors in heaven. Amen. And so there was a plan for one man to be with one woman to remain married until one of them dies. He desires to bless that union with children who are raised in the nurture and the fear and the reverence of the Lord. And we got to know that this is God's blueprint. And most family problems happen when we rebel against God's design. And when we rebel against God's design, we have things called that happen because of sin. We have adultery. We have a divorce. We have polygamy. We have all cause of problems in the family dynamics because people, the people that God made, deviated from God's original plan. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that it happened in the garden. Can I just get one person to say it happened in the garden? Amen. Hallelujah. Eden was the first home, a place of reverence for God, of responsibility for creation and respect for one another. It was created to be a place of harmony, peace, of tranquility, and a land of plenty and blessings and bliss. Hallelujah. But we see in the third chapter of Genesis that God's original intent was marred by disobedience, disrespect, dishonor, and distrust because sin, hallelujah, was the cause of the fall of man. And man, Adam, represents mankind. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God has a remedy. And we're still talking about the family. And so family problems are nothing new in the fallen world that we're in. Hallelujah. Those that we should love the most, our families, oftentimes are the ones that we fight with the most. The Bible does not gloss over sin. And it records a number of family problems. I just want to get all of this out so we can get to the meat. Hallelujah. This is the appetizer. And so it records a number of problems, starting with Adam, first who started blame shifting with his wife, my God, because God had called him into accountability. And then we see with Cain and Abel, there was sibling rivalry. And then you have Esau and Joseph, glory, who were brothers. Glory to God. You had jealousy among wives. You had the negative consequences of polygamy. You had the story of Hannah, Leah, and Rachel. Glory to God. And Eli and Samuel all dealt with wayward children. Mm. Jonathan was almost murdered by his father Saul. And David was heartbroken by his son's Absalom rebellion. And then in the Bible, it tells us Hosea experienced marital difficulties. In each of these cases, their relationships were damaged by sin. My God, my God. And so when we speak of damaged relationships, I want to talk about when a family or someone is supposed to love you, when someone is supposed to care for you, when someone is supposed to have your back, supposed to be there for you, but they don't. What do we do? My God. Perhaps you experience rejection, abandonment, betrayal, shame, abuse, or even violation. In other words, you were dropped. I have good news for you today, my God, that God has a plan. We have to know that God has a plan and God has a remedy, because in the beginning, he had a plan and a thought and a purpose for each one of us. And I want you to know, I don't care what we went through or what we had to walk through or what we have to experience, he still has a plan and purpose for us, no matter what issues we had to come through. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Not only does God have a remedy, I'm here to tell you that God is the remedy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is the remedy. And so if we would go to 2 Samuel, hallelujah, the 9th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to read through verse 13. Amen? That's, again, that 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter, and we're starting at verse 1. And we're going to read through verse 13. Hallelujah. I may summarize some of it, but here's the story. We're talking about Mephibosheth. And it says, "And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was a house of Saul's servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thy Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is at the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said unto him, he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I am surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore thee and all the land of Saul that thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou shouldest so look upon such a dead dog am I? And so we got to understand here that, and we all know the story, that when the nurse that was taking care of Mephibosheth got word that the invasion was coming, the Bible tells us that she grabbed up Mephibosheth, who was 5 years old at the time, and in her haste, my God, and trying to escape, she dropped him. And when she dropped him, my God, I'm feeling this now. And when she dropped him, the Bible said that he was lame on his feet, my God. And so he became a cripple. And so you have to know, in the Bible times, when you were crippled or had a disability, it's not like in our time now that you can apply for Social Security or you can get a pension.
my God, you was left, my God, almost in destitution and had to ask for hands out because you weren't able to work. You wasn't able to go out. And so let's continue. And then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thee, thy master's son, all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. And therefore, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that my master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy servant's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Glory to God. And then Ziba said unto the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both of his feet. My God. And what I saw in this is Mephibosheth was royalty, but he didn't feel like royalty. He didn't look like royalty. He didn't act like he was royalty. He was living in a place called Lodibar. And in Lodibar, that's where the misfits were. That's where the down and out people live. He didn't have a royal attitude because of his physical handicap. He was weak because of the circumstances beyond his control. My God. He was weak because of an injury that came from the hand of another. And sometimes we are the recipient of what happened to us that was beyond our control. My God. He was dropped by someone that he trusted to take care of him. Because of the nurse's fear, my God, he was robbed of his royal existence. Have you ever lost anything because you were dropped? My God, I'm asking questions on the day. Have you ever lost something because you were dropped? My God. Whew. Did your life drastically change because you were dropped? My Lord. The Bible doesn't record anything else about Mephibosheth until years later when he was an adult, until years later when the king came to seek him out. My God. Hallelujah. And that's the part that blessed me. The king came to seek him out. Hallelujah. No matter what happened to us, hallelujah, no matter what didn't happen to us, the king came to seek him out. So David comes to show kindness to Mephibosheth because of a covenant that he had made with Jonathan, my God. And because now you got to realize that he was 5 when the incident happened, and now he's an adult. And so David began to inquire because he wanted to honor the covenant that he had made with Jonathan, that they were going to take care of each other's family. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth was living in a place, hallelujah, called Lodibar. My God. And Lodibar is a place of barrenness. Lodibar is a place of nothing. There's nothing happening and there's nothing going on. And Lodibar is a place where we rehearse over and over in our mind the disappointments, the hurt, the rejection, the bitterness caused, hallelujah, by the hands of someone that was supposed to love us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in Lodibar is where we leap, where we, all the events and everything that we went to, glory to God, we start acting like what happened to us in Lodibar. But today, my God, you got to come up out of Lodibar, glory to God. It's time to come up out of Lodibar because the king, hallelujah, is calling your name. The king has need of you, glory to God. It's time, glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard Pastor Donna Hawkins sing, oh, how marvelous it is. Jesus promised to take care of me. Glory to God. You can be in a low place. You can be lost. Glory to God. And the king comes to find you. Glory to God. Because Jesus promised to take care of you. Hallelujah. And I love this. Hallelujah. It wasn't his fault, glory to God, that his father died. It wasn't his fault that the nurse dropped him. It wasn't his fault that there was no doctor who could repair his situation. It wasn't his fault he couldn't work for a living. It was not his fault, glory to God. And sometimes, my God, there are things that happen to us that was not our fault. It's not your fault, glory to God, that no one ever gave you guidance, glory to God. No one provided you with a good education. No one inspired you. No one poured life into you. No one built your confidence up. It's not your fault, my God. It's not your fault, glory to God. I just want to keep saying that because sometimes things happen in our life when people are supposed to love us, glory to God, and they don't love us, glory to God. They do everything contrary to the word called love, and these are our families, glory to God. And sometimes we don't understand it, but you've got to know that God has a remedy, glory to God. The king was calling him out of his current situation. And out of his state of mind, he was being offered a place at the king's table. He was being offered a new home. He was being offered a new land. He was being offered a new life. He was being offered a new outlook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 and 3 said, the king was offering him beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. Because the king is calling, because the king was calling him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God, hallelujah, that he came as a king searching us out. He came looking for us, glory to God, when nothing else would do, glory to God. The king, King Jesus, came looking for us, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have the saying, glory to God, that I heard one of my mentors say. She said, all these things happen, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, it's in Lodabar that you have low self-esteem. It's in Lodabar that you don't feel valued. It's in Lodabar that you're not loved. It's in Lodabar that you're not worthy. It's in Lodabar that you don't think that you're good enough. Hallelujah. It's in Lodabar, glory to God, where there's hopelessness and despair, glory to God. Sometimes there's unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment and anger, just to name a few, glory to God. And all of these things came because you were dropping. All of these things came because of what happened, glory to God. But my mentor said something. She said, it didn't happen to you, glory to God. It happened for you, glory to God. Hallelujah, to further the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you can too stand as a survivor, glory to God. You can too stand, hallelujah, when all things, hallelujah, that looked like it was not going in your favor, glory to God. Hallelujah, you got to know that the enemy will cause things to detour you on the path that God has you on. We all have a purpose. The Bible says, glory to God, that when we were in our mother's womb, that God called us, glory to God. And so I bless his name, glory to God. So hallelujah. So we have to look at Lodabar and change, come up out of Lodabar, hallelujah, and change our mindset. Hallelujah. I think it was Mother Fanny that sang the song, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. We have to let the burdens of the past down. We got to let those things drop, glory to God, and give it to the king, because the king is calling you to his table, glory to God. David's grace to Mephibosheth is a wonderful picture of God's grace to us. We are the Mephibosheth today. We need to know that King Jesus wants to bring us up out of Lodabar and have us eating at the king's table. He wants to heal the broken. He wants to lift up the downtrodden. He wants to set us free. He wants to give us hope to the hopeless and give joy to the joyless and give life to the lifeless. Glory to God. He wants to elevate the depressed. He wants to build up our confidence. Glory to God. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Glory to God. Because God has a remedy. Hallelujah. God wants all of us to come out of whatever is holding us down and walk in the newness of life. Ah, God, the one that comes through him. Hallelujah. Because we're sitting at the King's table, glory to God. No more dysfunction, no more disabilities, no more inadequacies, no more heartaches, no more burdens, no more pains, glory to God. Because Jesus promised to bear us. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy, glory to God. And he says, my burdens are light, glory to God. We might not be crippled in our feet, and we might not be, but we might be crippled spiritually, glory to God. God does not want us to be crippled in any way. Hallelujah. Let the past be the past. Let those ashes fall to the wayside. The lesson in the Mephibosheth story, we should be aware and take away that people will sometimes drop us and it will impact our life. Hallelujah. And they may forsake us. But God's remedy says, hallelujah, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. In Psalms 34:19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all, glory to God. People might drop us from having a healthy family relationship with them. People might drop us because we shine a light on their sins. People might drop us for no apparent reason, and we may spend a lot of time trying to figure out why they dropped us, glory to God. But God's remedy says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One thing for sure, my mother used to always tell me, glory to God, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. Glory to God. God picks the family that you're in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I say this, you cannot predict when family members, friends, coworkers, or even church members will drop you. Hallelujah. What we should be aware of is this dropping. Hallelujah. Don't spend time in Lodi Bar. Don't spend time trying to figure it out. Move on, because the King is calling you to his table. Glory to God. Let us not be crippled by a fall that comes as a result of somebody else's fear, failure, or even their sin. Know that you will always have a place at the table of the King of Kings. Hallelujah. When we're in the presence of God, the focus is on him and not our situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory to God. No matter your situation, no matter your family dynamics or what happened to you or what didn't happen to you, the King has you covered. Grace has covered you. Hallelujah. I'll leave you with this on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the right, glory to God, of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Glory to God. David's grace to Mephibosheth is a wonderful picture of God's grace to us. Glory to God. Our King sought us out before we sought him. The King's kindness is based on the covenant that he loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. We have the privilege of provision and safety at the King's table. Glory to God. The King returns to us more. Returns more to us than what we lost. We are received as sons and daughters of the King. Hallelujah. And we sit at the King's table. Hallelujah. We have access with the King, and we have fellowship with the King. Hallelujah. As I said, God has a remedy, and he is the remedy. Hallelujah. Because John 3:16 says, and I know you all know it, for God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your King is here to bring you restoration. I bless God and I thank him for this space and this opportunity and this time to speak to the seniors on today. Bless God. I turn it into the hands of Sister G. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a great word Pastor Deborah Morrison gave this morning. Oh, my God. Mephibosheth. Yeah, he was the son of David's best friend. David and Jonathan were knit closely together as good friends. And I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, like she said, her mother said that we can choose our friends, but we cannot choose our family. So we thank God for the family of God. You know, it was a question that came up to me as she was speaking. Will thou be made whole? Yeah, we got to forgive, forget, move forward. We got to be made whole. So I thank God that God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that we might be saved. So, you know, salvation, his saving grace and mercy, gave us entrance into his kingdom. So let's be faithful always. Let's not backslide. Let's move forward in God. I thank God for Pastor Deborah Morrison taking time out of her busy schedule, study the word, and to be a vessel so that God could download in her the words that he wanted us to hear, the things that he wanted us to hear, the encouragement that he was giving us. So we thank God this morning for Family Day. Thank God for each of you all. We have Minister Gloria Dean Charlo on with us this morning. Let's see if she's singing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Minister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. I give God all the glory. I thank God for the message that came forth this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I have this song today. I thank God for this song. It's about the love, you know, and as I'm thank God for the word, and it's love, you know, that we're giving it to senior citizens today, all over who's ever on the line, you know, and we show our love to one another. It's all about love because she talked about David, and he took care of Jonathan's son. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to sing this song, praise God, very short, praise God. And this is the love, how the Lord loves us. He loves us. As you say, no matter what issues we've gone through.
Thank you.
Praise
amen,
God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Dean from Marrero, Louisiana. Oh, my God, I thank God for that song. Yeah, about
thank
love.
You.
Yeah,
yes,
love
Lord.
Us with the love of the Lord. That's how we have to love each other. So I thank
yes.
God for each of you this morning being with us. Thank God for the songs, the prayers. The Bible says the effectual prayers of those close to God benefit each other, produce best results. We thank God for the King of Kings for always being available for us, always being there for us. We can call on him morning, noon, and night, and he's always available. So we're going to open up the lines this morning for prayer. We have Pastor Donna on with us this morning. We're going to ask if you have any more requests. We know we're going to pray for your family in Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church where she pastors. So good morning again, Pastor Donna.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any more prayer requests, Pastor Donna?
No, ma'am. Just a regular. We've still had a lot of deaths here in Paducah, so we need prayer for the bereaved family.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to ask Pastor Deborah Morrison if she would pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And, you know, just pray for bereaved families all over the world. All right, Pastor Deborah. Are you there, Pastor Deborah?
Yes. I had to take myself off of mute. I apologize. Amen. Amen. As we go through the throne of grace, Father, we come lifting up Pastor Donna Hawkins, God. We come lifting up her family, God. We come lifting up her church family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the charge that you gave her, Father God, the assignment and the call on her life, Father God. So we thank you even right now, Father God. She had said that they were experiencing a lot of death. And so, Father, I thank you, Father God, for who you are. I thank you that you understand and sympathize, God, with what they're going through, Father God, even now. Father, I ask you to, Lord, to comfort them, God. I ask you to strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, during this time of grief, during this time of loss, Father God, of family members, God. God, I thank you, Father God, that you are upholding them with your righteous right hand, God. And even in the midst of what's going on, God, I command the peace, Jehovah Shalom, will be their portion, Father God, that peace would cover each and every one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that we don't give space to the enemy in his working of torment and regret, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you right now, Father God, for the mercy, for the grace that you're extending them, God. I thank you for the love, God, that you have shown them, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you because the word tells us we don't sorrow as the world sorrow, God. Hallelujah, because our hope is found in you, Father God. And so we thank you even right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Your word declares that you said, blessed are they that moan, for they shall be comforted, God. So we thank you that not only are you comforting, God, that you're giving them strength, glory to God, like no other, that your strength reaches to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they feel the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ undergirding them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And even in this time, God, even in this time of tremendous loss, Father God, I pray, Father God, that the hearts and the minds of the people will be returned back to loving one another, Father God, that they will begin to see the good in one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you even right now, Father God, for your comfort, for your peace, for your love, for your mercy, God. Hallelujah. And most of all, for your strength, God. In this time, God, they need your strength, Father God. They need to see the hand of God moving in their situations, Father God. And I thank you right now, Father God, that you're giving them the oil of joy for mourning, God.
God, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Father God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God. And I pray a special blessing, God, for the pastors and the charge that you gave them, because they have to stand as a pillar of strength for the family, not only the church family, but their family, God, that you would grace her even the more, Father God, that she finds her strength and her solace in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, Father God, that whatever she needs, God, in way of ministry for the church, God, that you're the God that provides all that they need, God, that there is no lack, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we give you the glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise, God, because of who you are, God. We thank you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah. Appreciate that. Glory Dean. Minister Glory Dean, could you pray for Jackie Travis? Her grandbaby has been ill. She has hand, mouth, and I think she said hoof, foot disease or something. And pray for the senior citizens and her two daughters. One of her daughters has not been well. So if you could pray.
Yes, praise God. Father God, we lift up our sister right now, God. As she has a grandbaby, God, with a certain disease, God, they don't know what it is. But, Father God, we lift this baby up to you, Father, and this family, God. We lift them up to you, God, this baby, God, that you find out, God, exactly what is wrong with the baby and the disease, what it is, and how they can take care of that disease. Father God, we pray for this baby. We pray for this baby, God, that you put your love upon this baby, God. Put your healing virtues upon this baby, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, let this baby live. Let him not die, but live and declare your works, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you the glory, God. We thank you, Lord, as you let this baby be under the blood, God. Keep under the shadow of your wings, God. Under the blood, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you take care of this disease, that it be gone, Father, in the name of Jesus. This baby shall not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord thy God. Father, we thank you for blessing this baby. Anoint this baby right now with your precious blood, oh God, for the throne of grace and mercy. And we pray, God, for her entire family, Father God. We pray, God, for them that they begin to believe in you, Father God. Believe in you as a family. Believe in you, Father, that everything's okay, God. We ask you to bless this family, God, with everything that they need, Father, that you supply all their needs, God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Take care of them, Father. Take care of them, Father. We ask, God, that you preserve them from all evil. Preserve their souls. Preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth, even forevermore, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. All right. I'm asking Minister Vivian, that's on with us, if she could pray for our family and all the families of the world, however God leads her.
Praise God. Great God, great God. Father God, we're just so thankful, God, for that awesome message that came forth this morning on the family, God, because, God, we know that you created the family, God, and you love the family, God. And, Father God, that's you told us to love, God, and we ought to love our siblings, oh, God, as well as everybody, God. But you put a special love, hallelujah, praise God, for the family, God, oh, God. You even told them how to gather around the table, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for an intimate relationship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for that intimate relationship between families. Oh, God, we pray that they draw closer together, God. We pray, God, that there be no discrepancy, God. We pray that there be no jealousies, God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all around the world, God, that the enemy is trying to sway them and make them not speak to each other. But the devil is a liar, because God, like the lady said this morning, this is your ordination. We take authority over that evil demon in the name of Jesus. We command him to loose our sisters, our brothers, our husband, our wives, our fathers, our moms, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Our children, come back together close again, where they are not speaking to each other because one sister hurt the other and feeling the brother done something to the other brother. They'll use a liar. You use all kind of tactics to try to tear our families apart. Devil, use a liar in the name of Jesus, and we curse you. We command you to go into a dry place seeking rest, finding none in the name of Jesus. You don't have the authority over families. God made the families. Hallelujah. God, we are so grateful, God. Oh, God, to hear. Oh, God, to hear, to continue to hear. Oh, God, what the Spirit has to say concerning the families. Thank you, Father God. So, God, we're going to stand on it. We're going to believe on it. We're going to trust you, God. Oh, God, that our families are whole, whole, whole. We speak wholeness. You told us to speak it, and it shall be done. So we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. All right. I have all the lines open. Is it? Oh, one more prayer request, Pastor Deborah. We pray for babies, particular babies, every day. The babies are baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere. If you could pray for those babies and their families, we appreciate it. You don't have to remember their names. It's okay.
Okay. Father, we come before you, God. We come lifting up the children unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, even in your word, you told us to suffer not the children to come unto you, Father God. You know what they stand in need of, God. You know every hair that's on their hair, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for them, God, that they will grow up, God, to be servants of the Most High, Father God. I pray that how they're being reared, God, they're being reared in the fear of the Lord, Father God. God, I ask you to put wholesome and godly people in their path, God, godly friends, God, that will be the example and show them the way that they should go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind every form of prayer pressure, God. We bind every form of bullying in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, God, that as they go to school and as they learn, Father God, they will be attentive, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to the materials that are being taught, Father God, that there will be no distractions, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be able to comprehend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for their life and that they have purpose, God, and there's greatness in them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God. Let them be the example, God. Not let them be the one that causing the problems or with the group that's not doing what they're supposed to do, God, but let our children be the children of obedience. Let them be the children that models obedience, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind every spirit of rebellion now in the name of Jesus, God. I ask you to cover our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover them, God, that you would be their rear, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In this season and in this time that we're living, God, there's so much being bombarded at the lives and the minds of our children, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Our children are disappearing. They're being snatched, God, and some are even in sex trafficking, God. But we plead the blood of Jesus over their life right now in the name of Jesus, God. I may not recall their name, God, but you know who they are, Father God. And so, God, I thank you even right now, God, that as we're praying, God, glory to God, that you're shielding and you're protecting them even right now, Father God, that nothing will happen to them, Father God, because the blood covers them, Father God. And so I thank you even right now, Father God, hallelujah, that they will grow up, glory to God. They will grow up in service unto the Lord, God. They'll grow up, glory to God, serving the Lord. They'll grow up, God, hallelujah, doing the things.
Okay, she dropped by mistake. Father, we just thank you for covering the babies, oh God. We thank you for their parents and birthday suits. We thank you for all that you're doing for baby Floyd, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere. We decree and declare they are healed in the name of the Lord. That healing will begin to manifest, Lord. They will not have hospital visits anymore, oh God, because they'll be in your almighty palm. The great physician is always there for the baby. So I thank you for the baby, all you're doing for the baby. I thank you, Lord God, that the babies are healthy and well. I thank you for the baby's fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, for the whole family. I thank you that the hospital visits will be short, and eventually they don't have to go anymore to the hospital, Lord God. Because the great physician is taking care of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor Deborah. All right. Anybody special request? And then we're going to be closing up. Special request.
Hi, Sister G. This is Micheline. Sorry, I'm on my bike. Out of breath. But wanted to see if he can send a special prayer for Eve, my husband. He has an important interview coming to get reinstated into the program for the physician assistant. So I wanted to see a special prayer for him.
Okay, you say he has a special test coming up?
No, it's an interview to get reinstated in the physician assistant program.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to ask Minister Vivian if you could pray for her husband. This is baby Chloe's mother that is asking this request. And her husband is in a special program, physician's assistant, and he's going to take an interview. So ask for preparation for him and that he would pass the interview with the Great review. All right.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, for this baby's father, God. Lord God, who we've been praying for, God, and the entire family, Lord God. We pray, oh, Father God, because you know this interview that he's going to go on before he even go. You've been new, God. So, God, we know, oh, yes, Lord, you give good gifts unto your children, Lord God. And, Lord God, when he go on this interview, God, is already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, Lord, when he go on this interview, God, things are going to go so well for him, God. And then he's going to come out rejoicing with smiling and laughter, God, to say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. We are rejoicing with him right now, God. Oh, Father God, you say, oh, God, the things in the spirit. We are going into the spirit rejoicing and laughter with laughter and joy of what you give, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, what you do it well, God. So, Father, thank you now. That's all we have to do is thank you for the job being done. God, when he walk in there and they give him all the accolades and okays, oh, God. Father, thank you, Lord. We thank you. Man can't do it, God. Glory, hallelujah. Man can't give him the okay. God, you're going to move through, man. Hallelujah, praise God. And, Lord, everything going to be well done. And we thank you, Lord God. But we just want to thank you, oh, my God. We can't thank God enough for what God's going to do in and through his life when he go into that interview. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. All right, we're moving right along. We thank God for Eve's great success. Any more prayer requests? We're about to close out. All right, well, I thank God for each of you all coming on this morning. We serve the great God. I'm so grateful for the Father God for each one of you. I thank God for putting you in my life. I thank God for the wonderful lives that he has given all of us, for the trials that he has strengthened us through. I thank God for his eternal great, great love, mercy, and favor for us. I love each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Don't forget to praise the Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy presence. We thank you for this particular broadcast, Lord God. We thank you for the mighty work you've done in all of us on Family Day. We are thanking you that we are part of your family in the name of Jesus, that great family that will one day, oh God, spend eternity with you because we choose you to be our God, our King, our Lord, our Shepherd. So, Father, as we close out but not from your presence, we bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you, Lord God, as we move forward in you, that you have great plans for each one of us. Great plans. And we agree with your plans. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Love. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Amen. Have a great day.